Try and get compensation out of one of the railway companies and you'll know exactly what I mean. It's very, very difficult indeed. Which brings us to talking about the problem with our rail network. Bruce Williamson from Rail Future joins us because there's a new report out today from a cross-party group of MPs in which it says, basically, this year is going to be just as bad as last year. They're going to change the timetables again in May and we are going to be right in the horrible stuff once again, trying to get from point A to point B on time with a reasonable amount of money spent and a reasonable amount of expectation that the train will actually be boardable and it won't be full of people. Bruce, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm very, very depressed about this particular report because after all the conversations you and I had last year and all of the promises that things were going to get better, it apparently appears to be not the case. In fact, not only are things not getting better, but the report which has been asked by Chris Grayling to be produced, the Transport Secretary, is not going to be ready until the end of this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually slightly more optimistic than you. I mean, we know we had a sort of, you know, a really horrible time last year with the timetable changes. Mm. And, you know, I think the rail industry got its finger so badly burned that it can't afford to make the same mistakes again. So, and I think also that, you know, the timetable changes will probably be a lot more modest this time around, so that it won't have that sort of drastic impact.
Well, I'd like to believe you, Bruce, but unfortunately the MP's report suggests that you're wrong, that in fact it is going to be just as bad this year, and that the railway companies have not learned any lessons, and in fact they haven't put anything in place to make things better.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they're wrong, but yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that there are problems in the rail industry, and there's incompetence, which sadly goes right the way to the top. I mean, I think it would be very hard to find anyone, maybe even the man himself, who would defend Chris Grayling's performance as Transport Minister.
He's been hopeless. I totally agree with you.
You know, the problem is, for government and for the rail industry, is that there's no quick fix, no magic bullet here.
Right.
You know, what they're doing is they're sort of trying to tweak it and trying to make it work better. And you know, that's all well and good in itself. I mean, one of the problems is that in the good old days, and I will say the good old days of British Rail, we had a sort of level of expertise that was sort of passed on from generation to generation, and we had, you know, consistency and long-term planning and so on, which we don't have with this fragmented, franchised rail industry that we have now. And it's that fragmentation, I think, that is one of the root causes of the problems on the railways.
Yeah, right. But according to this report, right, they're basically saying that the model in which we are living and which we are using to deliver rail services is busted, that it doesn't work, and it's never going to work, and it is no longer, in their words, delivering clear benefits.
Well, I agree. I think everyone agrees with that. But, you know, the problem is, of course, particularly for the Conservatives, is what do you do with it? They are ideologically wedded to a privatised system, which isn't working. Even Grayling himself has said that the franchising system has to change.
Yeah.
So what do you change it to? They won't renationalise for obvious reasons, and you know, nationalisation, you know, might have its advantages, but it isn't a magic bullet. But, you know, where am I going with this? Yeah, what's the alternative to franchising? One of the things that, you know, we advocate is taking the risk away from the train operating companies, because they're given a franchise and they take the ticket revenue and they take the profit and they take the risk. But of course they price in that risk, so that makes the franchising model a bit more expensive. So what we advocate is a system called a concession, where you pay a train operating company just to run the service, but the government, or, you know, the Department for Transport, would take the risk and the reward.
I'm not keen on any system which gives a company the ability to profit and profiteer from the customers and the consumers and the taxpayers, while at the same time being subsidised and having all their risk taken away. Why should we give them a licence to print money?
Yeah, it's not. I think that's unfair. If you look at the train operating companies, they do make their profits, whilst they might have a lot of noughts on the end, as a proportion of the cost of running the franchise, it's very small. It's only like 2 or 3%. It's not like they're...
Yeah, but they're making money, and we're subsidising them, so that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, yeah, that's an argument for nationalisation, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, even a nationalised railway would buy its fuel from a privatised company and they would make a profit. So at the end of the day, somewhere down the line, someone's making a profit.
No, I'm not against people making profits. I'm just against us as taxpayers subsidising those profits and watching people get wealthy on our tax dollar.
Well, if you view it in terms of simply buying a rail service from a private operator, that's kind of the same thing as buying fuel from BP, isn't it, to run your trains?
Yeah, but I don't give BP a subsidy in order for them to make more money from me when I buy my fuel.
Well, you know, many of the train operating companies are running at a profit. They're not taking a subsidy. But, you know, I take your point. The public don't like the idea that, people are profiteering from the railways. And I suppose, again, you know, given that, politically, it might be another argument for renationalisation.
Well, we've got to do something. Bruce, thank you very much indeed. I'm sorry it's going to be such a bad year. Let's see if we can make it better. Bruce Williamson there from Rail Future. He's less pessimistic than I am, but I'm afraid, according to this MP's cross-party committee report, the 2018 year from hell is going to be repeated in 2019. What a shambles. This is Talk Radio.